Hello and welcome to Grad Audio, brought to you by Study Trust, Van Schaick Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. Grad Audio goes with a booklet called Grad, which can be downloaded for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. There's also a workbook to help you digest the content. Grad was originally meant as a support for first-year students at university, but most of the content is relevant to anyone who is studying. It is loosely organized according to the four terms of the academic year, but you can dip in and out as you wish. The chapters don't build on each other. Let's talk about managing time, a huge issue when you leave the structured environment of school. We'll come back to this with ideas of how to get the most out of your hours of study, but for now we look at life in general, the big picture. Here's a comment from a student in the Sasol Inzalo research project by Mariki Forslue and Sonia Blino, titled From Hero to Zero and Back Again, with a question mark. The student wrote, "The majority of students complain about time, and we are the ones who always misuse this little time we have by sitting around complaining about the accent of that lecturer and that the lecturing pace is really fast. But I've learned that complaining about it makes it even faster because I've lost time while I was complaining." This was a first-year student at Wits University. Time is like money. You only have a limited amount of it, and you have to decide carefully how you are going to spend it. You have to budget your time, just like you budget your money. The first step to budgeting your time is finding out what you spend it on. Keep a detailed diary for a week, writing down exactly how you spend every minute of your day. Include everything. Start with showering and getting dressed. How long does that take you? 40 minutes? Walking to class, 15 minutes. Class, 50 minutes, times 4 in the day, that's 200 minutes. Chatting to friends, 10 minutes, 25 minutes, another half an hour somewhere else. Add it all up and you will quickly see where your time goes to. Now, start taking control. How do you decide what is important? What you should do first? There's a very handy tool in a book by Stephen Covey, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. If you can, find the Grad workbook on the page where you downloaded this podcast and print the page about this. Otherwise, find a pen and a piece of paper. Draw up a table with 2 columns and 2 rows. In other words, draw 4 blocks. You can simply draw a line down the middle of the page and another one across. Label your columns urgent and not urgent, and your rows important and not important. If you think of a crossword, going down you have urgent, not urgent, going across, important, not important. Look at it carefully. The top left block is urgent and important. The top right block, important but not urgent. Bottom left, not important but urgent. And bottom right, neither urgent nor important. Right. Now, what goes into those blocks? In the top left-hand block, let's call it A, that is urgent and important. Any crisis is urgent and important. A medical emergency, tomorrow's test, all deadline-driven projects, or last-minute preparations for scheduled activities. Then the top right-hand block, let's call it B, that's not urgent. You don't have to do it immediately, but it is important. Regular studying, especially if you're studying on your own and you have to decide when. Planning your study schedule should go into that block. Exercise, cooking or cleaning, if that's your responsibility. Relationship building, being with the people who are important in your life. And true recreation or relaxation. All of that goes into not urgent, but important. Now we go to block C, that's bottom left. That is urgent, but it's not really important if you think about it. Interruptions, calls, some email, unscheduled meetings for non-study related activities. All of those belong in Block C. Block D, bottom right, is not urgent and it's not important. Social media, some messages or emails, escape activities, aimless internet surfing. All of that goes into Block D. The top two quadrants of the time management matrix are where you have to focus. Quadrant A, urgent and important, which needs to be done now. You don't really have a choice. But if you spend all your time in A, you function in crisis mode. It could be that you are not planning your time well, or perhaps you are procrastinating. Block B is what we often overlook or postpone because it is not urgent, but it is important. This is what Stephen Covey calls the quadrant of quality and personal leadership. These activities require planning and initiative. They also require time to reflect. If you find time for Block B, you are a time manager, not a crisis manager. Block C, that's the urgent stuff which isn't really important, that's filled with things we get into because we can't say no. Learn to do so. Learn to say no. And Block D, not urgent or important, that contains the things we do because they are easy, mindless, help us avoid the hard stuff. Social media, binge watching a series. These are the real time wasters. So when you feel overwhelmed by everything you have to do, sit down, make a list of all those things. Consider them according to Covey's matrix. Put the important, urgent ones at the top, followed by the important, not so urgent ones. Try to delete the ones that fall into the bottom blocks. Now make a to-do list for today. Make another one for this week. Start at the top and do the first one. And here's a tip. Don't cross off what you've done on your to-do list. Rather highlight it. Instead of being depressed by everything left to do, you will be inspired by everything you have managed to do already. Time management is vitally important, but it must be combined with energy management. The volume, pace, and difficulty level of the work you need to do has increased by leaps and bounds, yet the amount of time available every day has remained the same, a meager 24 hours. Proper time management ensures that you do not waste this precious commodity. Energy management ensures that you get more done in the time available. Many students stick to their old study methods and quickly run out of time. They then make the grave error of sacrificing sleep. This is the beginning of a vicious cycle, which can be avoided by taking heed of something called the healthy mind platter. This was created in collaboration by Dr. David Rock of the Neuro Leadership Institute and Dr. Daniel Siegel of the MindSight Institute. You may want to Google this. It's a really handy and interesting tool, the healthy mind platter. So what should you have on your platter, on your plate, to stay happy and healthy? You need time in, quiet time for meditation and reflection. You need focus time, that's lectures, tutorials, laboratory work, study. You need physical time, exercise for the body. You need play time for being spontaneous and creative. You need connection time, friends and family, but also connecting to your surroundings and the natural world. You need downtime, just being by yourself quietly, and you need sleep time. The time you allocate to each of these will vary from day to day and week to week, but you have to make time for all of them. Let's just recap. Time in, quiet time, meditation, reflection. Focus time, that's really hard work, lectures, study. Physical time, exercise. Play time, connection time with people and the natural world. Downtime, just time for yourself. And sleep time. Sleep 7 to 8 hours a night. Make sure that you get some exercise. Spend time with your friends. If you plan your schedule, it will all be possible. Two elements that warrant extra emphasis are getting regular sleep and taking time out to relax. Research has shown that sleeping is necessary to get rid of toxins in the body. It also assists in figuring out difficult problems to help you understand and remember what you're learning. Research also shows that students who have slept 45 minutes longer than before are able to reason a lot better. Develop a regular schedule, going to bed at the same time, getting up at the same time. Avoid caffeine, heavy meals, and too much excitement immediately before bedtime. Baby books advise parents to calm the child down before putting him or her to bed. This works for adults too. Apart from enough sleep, our brains and our bodies need to relax. Playtime and connecting time on the healthy mind platter. If you have worked hard all week, give yourself permission to take Friday night off, to hang out with friends on Sunday, or to play sport twice a week. Go to a movie now and again, read a novel. If you plan your time, there will be enough of it. Your brain needs to do other things as well, not just work. Stop thinking of sleep as a waste of time. Your brain is busy processing what you learnt the previous day, and it needs enough time for that while you sleep. Think of sleep as, I'm studying by sleeping. The same goes for exercise. I am studying by jogging. Note that this does not apply to watching series on television or hours spent on Facebook. That was episode 3 of Grad Audio. Remember, you can also download the text for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. And do look at the workbook, a very handy tool that Shelley Swanepoel from Van Schaik Publishers put together. Next time, we talk about managing money. Do join us again. Goodbye, I'm Bani Gashle. Mooi loop.